Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A candidate for the District 40 Senate seat, Lance Rorta, joins us on today's program to talk about the status of his campaign and what's ahead over the next 5 months between now and the general election. He is the candidate for the Democratic Party in District 40, running against State Senator Ken Rosenboom in the upcoming November election. You last talked with Dr. Bob about kind of your campaign and where you stand and ultimately why you run. For listeners who may have missed out on that conversation you had with Bob, you know, what has kind of pushed you and drove you these last several months and will continue to do so this summer to run for this seat in the Iowa Senate?
Thanks, Andrew. I'm a mental health professional, and Iowa is abysmal at mental health and access to care. And I'm running out of passion to, you know, continue helping others in the community and building a community in which is good for everybody. So, you know, access to health care, I think, is important. I think it's getting harder every year. You know, rural Iowa is drastically declining. And I think it's time for a new generation of leadership.
Well, and you've been on the campaign trail now for several months. There's a pandemic somewhere sandwiched in between there. But what have you been able to do in regards to connecting with potential voters and the ways that you've been working to get that message out, especially running as a Democrat in one of Iowa's most conservative districts?
It's been tough, but we've been getting creative, and I'm starting to form a team of people who have been in office and ran for office before. So it's really kind of been a grassroots organization, getting people on board. I sent out a mailer to 700 people. I got a good response from that. I've been trying to stay busy on social media and putting myself out there as much as possible.
Well, and again, it's been made a little more difficult by the pandemic. And before that hit, what your opponent would say and the Republican Party would say was that the state of Iowa was doing fine. They've been mentioning prior to, of course, COVID-19, surpluses and obviously the tax relief bill. You know, what are the ways that you would, as a candidate, especially running against one of those Republicans, counter that? And what's the message that you would say to those who would argue the Republican points of what they've been arguing at the state level?
Well, I think our infrastructure has continued to decline the last 10 years. You know, our school systems are underfunded. Our healthcare systems are underfunded. And I don't agree with the priorities of our state the last 10 years. It's been to, you know, political action committees, special interests, and out-of-state money. And so I guess one of the reasons why I was passionate about running is our privatized Medicaid system. It costs more money for you know, less access to care and services. So, and, you know, financially, you look at things at return of investment. So I don't like paying taxes as much as anybody else. And I'm not advocating that taxes need to be raised, but I'm advocating that those taxes need to be more efficiently spent. And we need to be gauging outcomes of that money. So, you know, every dollar I pay in my small business, I want to know that it's going to where it's needed, not going to, you know, for-profit corporations that are managing people's health care, out-of-state interests, and those types of things. So I'm really just trying to run a positive campaign that has a voice for everybody, especially the middle class, not just a few people with more influence than others.
As we head into the summer and obviously into the fall, we're going to have that ramping up at different levels of politics when it comes to the elections from, of course, the presidential ticket, Iowa being one of those swing states that has voted very differently the last several elections, all the way even down to the now contested seat here in the Iowa Senate district, down to your level here with Senator Rosenboom in this election. When you think about how partisan we are heading into this and how much more things are going to get contested, what's the message that you're hoping to convey, especially in this district, knowing that voters are already going to be kind of overwhelmed with messages, whether it's Biden, Trump, or Rita Hart versus one of the many candidates in that Republican field?
So my saying this whole time and just came organically when I did my first Facebook Live announcing my campaign, is that I believe that the truth is in the middle. I think a bird needs a left wing and a right wing to fly, and I'm not advocating that I know anything more than anybody else or I'm more right than anybody else, no matter what their political beliefs are. I just believe Republicans are half right, and so are Democrats, and so we need to meet in the middle. I mean, that's the politics that I grew up with, was a good old-fashioned compromise. Maybe nobody gets everything they want, but they get something. And we've seen, you know, the past 10 or 15 years of my way or the highway policy and governing from both parties. And I think that that's a government that everybody's sick of. And I think that's a government that's represented in this district. And I want to listen to everybody, you know, from the staunchest conservative to the most progressive liberal. And I want to find and shoot for policy that's going to work for everybody and that has the best outcomes and that's the best return on investment for taxpayer dollars. But I'm not looking to run a partisan campaign. You know, I agree with conservatives on a lot of issues, and I'm not going to toe the party line, you know, because somebody says I have to. I'm not owned by anybody. All my donations have been very, very small. And I'm in this, I believe, for the right reasons and for reasons that I strongly believe in and that I believe that are right.
If people do have questions about your campaign, especially kind of with the limited nature, I'm sure, of having gatherings and events, what are the best ways for people to learn about you, the candidate, ask maybe you questions directly or whatever that may be, to make that informed choice, whatever it is coming up in November?
So my website is www.RORDA4Iowa. All my contact information is on there, and I'm happy to talk to anybody, no matter what their belief systems, age, gender, or race. So I'm eager to hear from people. That's what this is all about, is making connections, building relationships, and really understanding the community in a more comprehensive way.
Once again, that was Democratic candidate for Senate District 40, Lance Roida. He's running against two-term incumbent Ken Rosenboom in the 2020 general election on Tuesday, November 3rd. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakverless.com under podcast and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.